Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. I am me, Dr. Vincent Medici. I have a show for you. Check this title out, and then I'll explain it. Why Anthony Bourdain was so loved by so many, and the real cure for IBS, Crohn's, and digestive disease. Now, I don't mean the Anthony Bourdain who recently may have, probably did, who knows, committed suicide. I'm talking about the guy that we all knew and loved. I certainly did. I followed him for years. Maybe you did also. If you don't know who he was a famous chef who made incredible TV documentary sorts of reality shows, traveling throughout the world, finding on the back alleys of even poverty-stricken areas of the world the best foods you could imagine. And he'd sit there with a beer and maybe a cigarette and eat them and explain them. And it was just a great show. All of you who know Bourdain would agree with me. My point is that if you walk into CVS today, you're going to notice there are probably 2 to 3 entire rows of pharmaceutical drugs devoted to helping you digest your food. And it's been that way for a long time. And it's going to continue that way as we get more and more off track. Or perhaps not. If you listen to this show today, you'll get some real insight. Because what I want to do today, amidst all the facets of science that I'm going to add up and expose you to, is whittle it down to one simple moment. Enjoy your food. Yeah, and that's what Anthony Bourdain taught us to do. Enjoy your food. Some people live to eat, and some people eat to live. There are a lot of sick people out there, I've seen many, who eat to live. In other words, they can't digest their foods. They've got all sorts of manifestations or derivatives of that. Remember now, when I say derivatives of not being able to digest your food, derivatives, manifestations, consequences, sequelas, what I'm simply saying is that your 25, 30, 35 feet of small intestine is largely little finger-like projections called intestinal villi, and those villi suck up the food. When they inflame because the food is rotting or because of so many other reasons, I won't get into that, but when they do inflame, these villi give you digestive disturbances. Heartburn, pain, spasms, and if they inflame long term, long enough over the years, you begin to develop holes in between the digestive cells and the epithelial cells of the intestinal villi, and larger compounds sift through into the blood. Then we start talking leaky gut, and depending on where your immune system's at and your nervous system, leaky gut starts to become autoimmune disease. Now we've got this one down. Amazing, for as much as we've understood this, when people saunter on into your local hospital with lupus and scleroderma and rheumatoid arthritis and the rest of the autoimmune diseases, well, it doesn't seem like even what I just said in the last few minutes is understood. But for those health aficionados, those of you who like these shows, you've heard this suggested before. Leaky gut is what's behind autoimmune disease, and what's behind leaky gut is digestive inflammation, and what's behind digestive inflammation is you can't digest your food for a variety of reasons. Okay, I'll expound on that later, especially in the second half of the show, which I'll post in about an hour. But those of you listening today, those of you who are new to this show, Straight Talk, for health, Dr. Vincent Medici speaking. Understand that the reason you're running to your pharmaceutical store every week for a new digestive aid is you can't digest your food. That inflames your gut for reasons I already stated. All right, nothing new there. There are a lot of explanations and slants on this.
Take your digestive enzymes. Your HCL production is very low.
You must have a parasite. Liver gut dysbiosis. The probiotics are off. They're in imbalances. And so on and so forth. But if you watch people really work with this, in other words, if you got this, and it's time for you to go out and work with this, I want you to think of Anthony Bourdain. Because that is what you don't do. A lot of you who have taken proactive steps, say you work with a nutritionist, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a holistic MD, a naturopath, those of you who have taken proactive steps to help your IBS and the disease that can manifest, as I've stated earlier, what you really don't know how to do is walk up to a smorgasbord of food, pick out what your body is telling you to eat. Pick out what turns you on. Pick out what you could share with Anthony Bourdain at a table somewhere in South Vietnam in a bad neighborhood. Pick out a tamale, a guacamole, from somewhere down in the hood. Go to Beverly Hills and find the omelet made par excellence. What confuses a lot of people who are proactive about stuff like IBS, Crohn's, digestive disease of all varieties, gastric reflux, etc., what confuses them is that the holistic model, right, the nutritionist you see, the YouTube shows you watch, simply put you more in your head. They put you more in your analytic brain. I mean, that's understandable and inevitable. There you are, incapacitated on so many levels because you can't eat. You're wasting away. I mean, people with digestive disturbances can go all the way to extreme cachexia. Those of you in the audience, you know who you are. You barely function. All the way to people who live with such horrendous bloat with everything they eat. They almost don't want to eat, even though they're starving and hungry. I mean, we all know this is serious stuff. So does CVS and StrideRite. So does Walmart. So do the pharmacists. IBS is at a world high. Yeah, it's the genetically engineered foods, and you can't digest them, and this and that, the other thing. Hey, I got to tell you something. For the most part, the real issue is you can't enjoy your food. Now, you're going to say, I can't enjoy my food because everything I eat bloats me and hurts, etc. Wrong. I am telling you to wake up here. I'm telling you to get clear on this. Your problems started long before you had digestive disturbances. Your problems started when you stopped enjoying your life. And one of the joys of life is when you sit down to a meal and eat the meal. The smells, the texture, the taste. All these gastric explosions were denied to you long before someone told you you had IBS. And what I'm saying to you today, in a wonderfully simplistic way, is that's what Anthony Bourdain, what he represented, is a guy that wasn't doing that. Now, I don't know what happened and all the rest of it, but forget all that. He was a wonderful, charismatic, down-to-earth guy that I loved and a lot of people loved. Think of him in those contexts. I can't think of a better example of a guy who was enjoying his food. People that enjoy their food don't have IBS. They don't have Crohn's. Yeah, they may have a little digestive acid reflux, heartburn, this kind of thing. That's usually structural, by the way. Those of you who suffer from a lot of your gastric refluxes, most of the time the problems are structural. I've done shows on that. But I'm telling you that your Crohn's, your IBS, ulcerative colitises, all sorts of those kinds of things, all the way to, it starts there, it goes to leaky gut, ends up autoimmune, lupus, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, long before you ever got sick, if I was watching you. And remember, I am watching you. If I was watching you, first grade, second grade, third grade, fifth grade, a year old, 2 years old, in the womb, somewhere along the line, somebody really messed you up. Somebody made you feel like a victim. And you stayed that way. You did. Even when you get proactive because you know you're going to waste away the rest of your life, deep down inside, you're still the victim. Now, I'm not judging you for that. I'm simply saying somebody hit you so hard somewhere along the line that you can't even enjoy your food. Under horrible autonomic stress, how are you going to enjoy anything? You don't enjoy food. You don't enjoy sex. You don't enjoy gardening. You don't enjoy friends. You don't enjoy anything. You're just trying to get by, and God bless you for persisting. But if we're going to talk about your digestive discord, your IBS, your Crohn's, various types of digestive discord, we got to get down to the basic issue. Kids are supposed to be happy, blissful. Each day is supposed to be a new exciting moment. Each moment is supposed to be a new exciting moment. And how many kids are denied that? Okay, we talk about kids crossing the border and that whole thing that's going on this week. Not getting political here, okay? I've got strong political feelings, but not appropriate for my show. So just think of them and what you hear in terms of some of the horrors they endure. That's the end of their digestive system. That's what I'm talking about. Now, 10 years later, 20 years later, they're working in the corporate world. They're doing whatever they're doing. They can't digest a thing. They got IBS, Crohn's, bad reflux, autoimmune disease. What? You don't think it goes back to that moment? Or moments like that? Or moments long before they tried to cross the border? Of course it does. I'm telling you, look there. But I'm also giving you a way out. There's a way out. And that's what Anthony Bourdain was trying to tell us. Kick back. Have a bottle of beer. A glass of wine. Go to a beautiful place. It doesn't necessarily take money. It takes aptitude. And find foods that you enjoy. That is what he was trying to say. I'm telling you, after 20 years of dealing with all of this stuff, I wish I could be in 100,000 places at once. How many people come in with these sorts of problems? IBS, Crohn's, digestive disease, leaky gut, autoimmune disease, and their guts, their intestinal villi, the trillions that are down there amidst that 30 feet of small intestine have holes in them. How many people are like that? And it's not about a recipe. It's not about a book. Oh, go paleo. Oh, become a vegan. Oh, go macrobiotic. Oh, eat everything in sight. Oh, go down to the Hippocrates Institute. Do a weekend at Optimal Health Institute. I watch you people do all these things. And I'm telling you, most of the time you go very slowly. 5 years later, you're a little better, but you're still spinning. Why? Why do I say I wish I could be there with you? Because you don't have any joy in your process.